Observers say the ongoing boycott of trade between Cambodia and Thailand could be a lose-lose policy that harms both economies in the long run. Social development researcher Mayus Nay wrote on his Facebook page today that the public campaign by Cambodian citizens to boycott Thai goods reflects frustration, but also poses risks at a time when Cambodia's economy remains fragile and dependent on imports. Following the announcement of the boycott, Cambodian consumers have largely stopped buying products from Thailand. Yet, many have simply shifted to imports from Vietnam instead. Mayus Nay warned that emotionally driven or overly proud decisions made before a country is economically prepared could end up being self-destructive. He said Cambodia's strength will not come from boycotts, but from building real economic capacity. The country must not only produce enough for its own consumption, he said, but also create goods for export. That's the only way to sustain both the micro and macro levels of the economy. He added that if Cambodia wants to be treated as a strategic partner by other nations, it must first stand strong on its own. The best solution, he suggested, is to promote consumer awareness and let individuals choose which products to support, rather than imposing state-driven boycotts. The trade tensions began after a border dispute between Cambodia and Thailand erupted on May 28 and escalated until June 24, leading to a 5-day armed conflict starting on July 24, 2025. In response, Cambodian citizens began boycotting all Thai imports, while Thailand announced a reciprocal ban on Cambodian goods. On July 16, 2025, Cambodia's General Department of Customs and Excise banned the import of Thai vegetables, fruits, fuel, and gas. Senate President Hun Sen also declared a halt to the import of what he called strategic goods from Thailand, including electricity, internet services, fuel, gas, and even Thai films. A report released by the Customs Department on October 10 showed that from January to September 2025, bilateral trade between Cambodia and Thailand fell to $2.9 billion, an 8.2% decline compared to the previous year. Cambodian exports to Thailand dropped by 10.7% to about $576 million, while Thai imports to Cambodia decreased by 7.6% to around $2.33 billion. Thailand's Khaosod newspaper reported on October 29 that cross-border trade between the two countries plunged by 99.9% in September, as the border crossings remained closed for a fifth consecutive month.